Hey, it's Dave Clemens, and it's time now for your WaterWise tip of the week from the city of Bend. We've got the water conservation manager, Dan Denning. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
This week, sprinklers. They're not all created equal. What does that mean?
Well, I'll tell you. So lots of options when it comes to sprinklers and how to irrigate our yards, right? You got hose end sprinklers. You've got, you know, our traditional pop-up types. So all of these work differently and have different characteristics. And so there's better types to use in certain applications. And so we're just going to go over a few of the different types and maybe help you decide on which one will work best in your yard or landscape. So the first one we'll talk about is probably the one we're most familiar with, most people have in their yards, and that's your typical pop-up spray type sprinkler, right? Little black or metal sprinkler pops up, spray comes out, you know, sprays the water overhead throughout the landscape. These are typically a really high flow, so 2 gallons per minute or more. So if you think about that, one of these puts out as much water as your shower. So if you got 10 of these on the line, it's like 10 people taking showers all at once.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, water adds up quick. The technical term for this is an application rate, and that all that is these can put down 1 inch to 3 inches of water in an hour. So if you were to look at, like, your soil profile after you water, it can put 3 inches of water down across the whole area that they were spraying. So really high flow, that water adds up quickly. Some of them may be adjustable. Some may be fixed, so you can't move that spray radius around. The downside to these is they usually have what we call a low distribution uniformity. So they don't cover very evenly, right? So about 55%. So that's on the lower end of the spectrum as far as sprinklers. And so, you know, high flow, low uniformity, you know, we try to encourage people to find other options than these typical sprays, but they work, right? We know they've been around for a while. And these work best in, like, smaller areas, 8 to 15 feet in width. The next ones we'll talk about are kind of the rotor. So that's usually that bigger single stream you see maybe on, like, a school field or a golf course. They make smaller residential versions too. And these are still a high flow, 1 to 6 gallons per minute comes out of this head, but it's a low application rate. So it only puts down 1/2 inch an hour because they're usually shooting about 30 feet.
Sure.
Right? So it's a lot of water, but spread over a much bigger area. They're all adjustable for their flow and radius. And then these have a much higher uniformity. So the way the water comes out of these nozzles, you're covering close to 70 to 80% uniformity, which is really good. But again, because of their size, they're best for those large areas, 20 to 60 feet in width. And then we have our high efficiency nozzles. So these are just a different nozzle that fits up on your pop-up type sprinkler that are a low flow and low application rate. So we're talking about like 0.4 inch an hour, really low flow rates. They're all adjustable for the radius and the throw and on that higher uniformity spectrum. So 65 to 80% uniformity and can cover a range of widths from that 8 foot to that 35 foot width. So pretty versatile. And a benefit of these are because of that better uniformity, you know, the water is better absorbed by the soil, so you don't get the runoff, you don't get the dry spots, but also it you end up using less water, even though, you know, you're running it for 35, 40 minutes because of that flow rate, you're not using as much water as you are with the spray sprinklers. So it's a win-win. So those are just a couple of the ones you'll find in your irrigation stores. We do have rebates on some of the high-efficiency nozzles if that's of interest to you. You just go to our website and find out more.
Okay, and that website is?
WaterWiseTips.org.
All right. Been talking to Dan Denning, the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend, and that was your WaterWise Tip of the Week. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks.